And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goober, Goober!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And where is everybody?
We haven't
had any emails this week at all, have we? We're normally inundated. My box is normally full. I'll fill your box. My box is normally full. I'll fill your box. But I've had nothing this week, so please do make sure you do email us. We'll give you instructions on how to later on in the show. It means, sadly, I have no word of the week, Tone.
Oh.
Unless you think of something off the top of your head. Of course you can't.
No.
Right, so we'll get on with the first one. I have got this sent through, though, from Brett, the tall man PR, top lad. Haven't heard from him in a long time. He's a top lad. He's about 9.5 feet tall. He's the top lad. He resides in Ventura, Los Angeles, and I was fortunate enough to meet him on my trip there over a year ago now. And I met the lead singer, Tony, from this band we're about to play while I was there. And I said, when you get your CD done, you must send it. He said, I will. I'll get Brett to send it to you. And that's what he's done. This is The Rockets, Tony. Nice. Dig the way I roll. So that was The Rockets and Dig the Way I Roll. Do you like that, Tone?
It's funky.
I'm loving that. That is a top bit of rockabilly stroke psychobilly from their new album, We Are The Rockets, which appears to be on their own label from what I can gather. So do make sure that you check them out. The best way to do that is check out their MySpace page. What do you think it is, Tony?
MySpace.com/ The Rockets.
And how are you spelling The Rockets?
R-O-C-K-E-T-Z.
Very good. If you're in America, that is, of course, ETZ. That is The Rockets, and you'll be hearing another track from them at the end of this show, because it's yet another show, and I'm playing two tracks from a band because they're so good. I'm loving this CD. I've been listening to it all afternoon, mate.
Cool.
Now, that you're listening to Dr. Slaggleberry at the moment, and in this bit, I would normally do some MySpace comments or something, but we haven't had any. Where are you all? I've had one email through this week, and it wasn't even an email for me, Tony. Guess who it was for?
Was it for me?
No.
Oh.
It was for Judgmental.
Aye.
It's comes from Josh. Thank you, Josh. The judge has been missed. However, I have an exclusive here.
Okay.
I can't find my cinnamon gum.
No.
Yeah, and I've had a bit of a crisis. Fortunately, by happy accident, I went to Lidl today. And I got some a large jar of Freshona pickled onions in malt extract. And guess what?
What?
I discovered that they have the same effect as cinnamon gum. And in that they turn me into the judge, that's right. They're an onion-based kryptonite for the judge. I thought it was only cinnamon gum that could do it, but it turns out Freshona large jar onions in malt extract will do the same thing. For those of you that are new to the show, and hello, Roach Radio...
Hello.
You may not have heard of Judgmental. He's a kind of alter ego for me. He has opinions on things, except that I do. It's an altered state for me, so I never know what he said by the end of it. You'll see what I mean. Shall we get on with this?
I think you could, but yeah.
I think we should, yeah. So anyway, this is the email that came through from Josh, and thank you very much, Josh. He emailed through to paulieb@punkyradio.com. He titled his email, Judgmental, and this is what happened. Your mental honour. Do you agree with the force that the Metropolitan Police used upon the protesters of the G20 summit? And do you think their actions were necessary, especially in the case of Ian Tomlinson? Well, I have my own opinions on this, Tone, and I'm sure you do. But let's find out what the judge thinks as the first Freshona onion in malt extract large jar goes in.
Wow.
I haven't kicked in yet.
Okay, I'm excited.
Not quite there.
Come on.
Not quite there. I think I might need two.
Oh dear, really?
Yeah. Well, the first one's just made me gag a bit.
Yeah, that
I'll make
happens.
You gag. Right, here goes. This is onion number two. I can feel something happening. Now, it's almost there. Look, it's just got stuck in the back of my throat. I'll get something stuck in the back of your throat. I'll get some.
In answer to your question, it seems that modern policing is now based on an situation whereby the general public have become the enemy. In nearly all cases, potential criminals of any sort are handcuffed and brutalized regardless of the offense. This does not lay at the hands of single officers, but in a way they are trained. We all appreciate that in the current climate there is a macamatocophonic, there is a heightened security risk, but by failing to differentiate between a hardened crims and a peaceful protesters, the police do themselves no favours in doing macamatocophonic, in endearing themselves to the masses. Fashiona. The unfortunate death of Ian Tomlinson only highlights the need, I'm making a talk about it, for more sensible policing in this country. But there is also a need on behalf of the public when confronted by officers to show restraint, or innocence, such as Mr. Tomlinson, will continue to perish. You're making a talk of honor.
How did that work out?
Actually, not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, did it make any sense?
Ah, well, you know. More than
well, no,
usual.
I don't, do I? That's the point.
That is true. Well, you can hear it back. Yeah, no, yeah, perfect sense.
I'll listen later. I'll see if I can make head or tail of what the crazy man said. If you would like the judge to... This isn't for a twat, we should stress. This is for something you've maybe been discussing with friends where you've reached an impasse and you can't decide... what the right answer is, and you want an opinion of utter worthlessness, then do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, Judgmental, and under the effects of either cinnamon gum or Freshona, pickled onions, large jar in malt extract, we will discover. How do you think that did with the onions? Do you reckon that was a little bit different?
It was longer starting, but as soon as it warmed up.
It did take longer, but that was a lot to do with the fact that it was stuck in the back of my throat. It hadn't reached into the judge valve.
Okay.
It hadn't got as far as the judge. I'll get into your judge. I'll judge your valve. Tony, have you got any podcast alley?
I do. Thank you all for your podcast alley vote so far. Still have a good couple of weeks yet of this month left, so if you haven't voted so far in April, please do vote for us. Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that and enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I read out the comments.
You could phone up 118118 and say, I'd like the number of Mr. Podcast Alley, please. They'll text it to you, probably premium rate.
Yeah.
And then you phone up and say, and he'll say, hello, Mr. Podcast Alley. You go, oh, hello, Mr. Podcast Alley. I'd like to register my vote for Punky Radio, please. And he'll say, certainly, thank you for calling. And then he'll give us a vote, I reckon.
Reckon, hey, yeah. It's worth a try.
Old school.
Yeah. And here are the top five for this week.
Only five?
They're quite long ones, so I thought it was five. Belated birthday vote for Tony. Sorry for the lateness, Tony, but I used up my February vote on Paul's birthday, so yours had to wait for March.
Ha!
I know it's no Death Star cake, but at least it's something. And that's from Amberance. Thank you very much. Appreciate the thought.
Thank you very much, Amberance. We've been talking online this week, me and Amber.
Yeah?
About sport.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
About the difference between... not essentially what's better, but the difference between world sport that's challenging and everyone loves and that rubbish they play.
Oh yeah.
And so you can see which side of the argument I was coming down on. I mean, you know what she looks like, don't you?
Yeah.
She's got blue hair now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what she looks like, Tony.
Oh, she finally sent you the photos. Good on her.
No, it's not my half birthday yet.
Oh, okay. Hey, not.
Well. I am looking forward to that.
Yeah, a few months.
Yeah, give a few. I'll grind her down. I've got one fear though. She has let slip.
Okay.
That it's her half birthday a little bit before mine.
Right.
And I am worried about getting pissed and there being a click send to many.
Not
incident.
Send to many. It's been a while.
It has been a while, mate. I've been very good. I'm sorry, carry on.
Is that fine? So, thanks for that, Ambrose. Next one. Place your vote for this month's Punky Podcast or DJ Nephilim Babe will come and get you with his 18-inch cock.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. I assume that'll be from Russ.
Well, I don't know. Was it from Russ?
Well, it says thecoven.uk, so...
That would be Russ.
That would be Russ, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want him to come at you with his mighty berserker.
Promoting himself and his cock.
I saw him last Thursday.
How's his cock?
When I DJ'd.
All right.
Thursday Fury. Yeah, more of that later.
Excellent. From Russia with love. Hello there, Punky Radio. Voting for you from the middle of Siberia. Paul and Tony, your podcast is awesome. My favourite one, actually. Keep up the good work. From Axley. Thank you very
much.
Wow. Yeah.
We had one from Siberia before.
Don't think so.
I wonder if they listen to us on Radio Free Russia.
I wonder.
Courtesy of Wicked Radio.
If you do, get in touch and let us know.
Yeah, tell Tony. Email Tony at punkyradio.com. Tiny your email. Hello, it's me, that bloke from Russia.
Yeah. It's cold. Next one. Vote for the Vote Hungry Tuppy Tag Team. Been listening for a year now.
Yeah, well, you should be called Osama being listening then.
Viva La Punky. Keep it up. Murphy the Yeti. Glad you enjoyed my hidden turd.
Nice one, Murph. Thank I do like much. A hidden turd. I'll hide your turd.
I don't know what to say to that.
I'm on one this week, Tom. Yeah, it's the onion.
Apparently so. Things getting stuck in your back of your throat and now you're burying turds. I don't understand. I mean, you're like some big cat. Weird.
I am.
March vote. Gooper. I finally
Call
made it
tiger,
to, the, to the January shows. The bouts of uncontrollable laughter at work has taken its toll. I resigned to sneak enough to the
it's
loo.
It's toll, Tony, not toll.
Toll.
I'll tell you what, why don't we have a poll on it? I'll make you poll on it.
I resigned to sneaking off to the loo, or loo, to secretly listen during the workday. Unfortunately, a few blokes take offence at the constant laughter coming from the stall on the end whilst they're wanking away. Oh well, guess that means hiding in the closet to listen to the remaining shows. Too bad about the whiskey. Feel free to send any leftovers my way. A poog, a poog, Jim C. Thank you very much.
I'm a bit concerned about all these boats wanking in booths down the corridor from him.
Yeah.
I hope they're using screensavers. So, Tony, is that it for Podcast Alley?
That's it, yes. Thank you all for...
Excellent. Let's get on with the next song,
yes,
then,
let's.
Shall we? This has come from Japan Files. They're my favourite Japanese music website. And they're kind of proud sponsors of us, really. They let us play whatever we want from their site. It's a brilliant way to get music that none of your mates will have, unless, of course, you are from Japan. We've been playing something about once a fortnight, haven't we, I suppose,
yeah,
over the last
yeah.
8 or 9 months now. And they're absolutely brilliant. And this latest band that I've dug up, we've played Japanese punk, we've played Japanese rock and roll, we've played Japanese rockabilly, we've played Japanese psychobilly, but we haven't played any Japanese ska until now. Samurai Dynamites, my friend. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SamuraiDynamite.
No, Samurai Dynamites. Yes,
oh.
There's an S on the end. Come on. I thought I was going to be 6-0 this week. That's Tony 1, probably the Internet 1, and this is Sakura Celebration. So that is some crazy Japanese ska from Samurai Dynamites there. Did you like that, Tone?
It's crazy.
It is crazy, indeed. There will be more stuff from Japan Files to come. And do check out their website, japanfiles.com. Everything's very reasonably priced. You can click and listen to every song before you download it. You can download by album or by track. It's just really, really good. I mean, I know I say it every time we mention them, but I love going on that site and finding something new. It's good just to flick around it and see what's there. I'll flick around it and see what's there. You're now listening to the Cemetery Surfers. Now, Tony, I need to get back in touch with Jeff Ugly Shoes. Jeff, if you're listening, I am interested in this Punky Radio label that you discussed, whereby we kind of license music and sort it out under our banner. And I think it's a really good idea, but he needs to explain. I'm thinking of asking him to run it, quite frankly.
Oh, okay.
Because he's out of work.
Oh.
No, I'm not sure he's out of work, but he's certainly the Princess Theatre was closing. I haven't found out about that. Jeff, get in touch. Something I haven't done for a while, Tony, which I'm about to do now, is Facebook latest ads. Now, we've been neglecting Facebook, which is a bit silly because everyone else is on it. And it, each time you add me as a friend, if I remember, I'll do a, in the Met Randomly section, I'll write something mental about how we've met. I prefer it if you do it yourself, though. So if you do add me, write something in the Met Randomly section about how we met, and it'll get read out in a strange alphabetical order that I can't really explain.
Hmm.
These are the last four on the list before we go back to A, as it goes. Howard Tonkin is first up, Tony.
Okay.
Now, Howard is a kid that I was at school with, who then, and we played in a football team. He was a Southampton fan. We played in a football team called Poole United. Then, when we got to Hitchin Boys School, by about the age of 14 or 15, hey, we were both in the kind of cool gang. But then we separated along different cool gang routes. And he went down the very, very new romantic route and ended up looking like someone out of Duran Duran. And I went down the punk rock route, which has led me here. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Howard and I were two scholars in an under-14 football team made up largely of the unwashed. That is true. That's not so random. The rest of the team was skinheads. Zoe Watkins, Tony, is a friend of mine who comes to the comedy show sometimes.
Okay.
And she is generously proportioned, which means that the very last bit of this Met Randomly that she wrote herself is particularly funny. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 2006. Paul made me laugh. Then I made him make kids make other people laugh. Oh, we had a laugh. And then he punched me in the kidneys, which I thought was a bit extreme, so I bit his elbow off. What a pair we are. Couldn't agree more so. Joe Williams, Tony. Do you know who Joe Williams is?
No.
Me neither. But he must listen to Punky, I think. Anyway, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Joe's dad conquered me in the late 70s. Sorry, Joe's dad played Conkers with me in the late 70s. I always get those two confused. Last but not least, Russell Woodman. Do you know who Russell Woodman is, Tony?
Don't think so.
I think he might be a Punky listener as well. Russell, I'm sorry that I can't remember. It's a lot of people, I don't know their surnames. I know them when I see them, but I don't know their surnames. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Now, this involves both me and Russell. I begin. We met randomly. Russell introduced me to the magical world of rollerblading, which I enjoyed until the ill-fated Northwest Leicestershire queue for the bingo fell like dominoes incident when I was told in no uncertain terms that I would never rollerblade in Ashby de la Zouche again. By a local councillor whose wife I'd careered into to launch the whole brouhaha. I miss you, Russell. Yeah, he didn't actually add anything there. That was just...
Oh, right, okay. Beautiful.
Yeah, I got very, very confused there. So, Tone.
Hmm.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Come on.
Yeah. Thank
I
you.
I like twat nearly as much as you do, Tony.
Nearly, but not nearly. Quite. Thank you all for your nominations so far this week. But, hey... Let us not, you know, stop sending them. Do keep sending them because I'm going to run out of some time and I'm not happy when it's just... I'm just full of dry twat everywhere. Just give me twat. I want twat.
What do
twat.
We want? More twat. When do we want it?
Now.
You slag.
So if you have a twat to nominate, and you do, email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. And that's what Eric did.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. And he says, "Hi, Paul and Tony. As I consider Is a Twat to be among the greatest features of the mighty Punky..."
It's the best.
I like to think so. "I have been sad to see the well of twat running dry for the last two episodes." Yeah, me too.
Ain't that the truth? You and me both, motherfucker. That was Small Paul, by the way.
All
small
right.
Paul. Yeah, right, motherfucker.
Nice.
It's his favourite word, motherfucker.
Is there a hyphen in the middle of it, motherfucker?
No.
Oh, nice. It's just one
word.
One
word, motherfucker.
Okay.
And when I say Small Paul, I don't mean what's in my trousers. I mean the bloke who is Russ's mate from Luton. Motherfucker. Whose favourite word is motherfucker?
All right.
Yeah, right. And he is also, as discussed last week, in fact, Patelvis Light. Motherfucker.
Ah.
And that's it. And he listens to the show, and hello, Small Paul. You motherfucker.
cool. Last time I saw a picture of him, I wondered that, because I think I looked at Russ's gig pictures from the coven.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He's an interesting dude.
Interesting. Cool.
My apologies, Dan.
That's okay. So, I've been sad to see the Willow track run dry for the last two episodes. To be perfectly honest, it breaks my heart. Kimblood! As I come across heaps of twat just by walking out my door, I find it amazing that no one out there...
Fucking hell, where does he live?
It's Eric Arlov. I can't remember where he's from now.
Norway,
yeah, that's right.
With some nice twat there.
There you go. I find it amazing that no one out there has the nerve to nominate a twat or two for the greatest feature of all time. Ain't that the truth?
I'd like to do this in your best Norwegian accent, please, Tony.
I don't think I could even do a Norwegian accent.
No. Why don't you pretend he's a Norwegian pirate, and every time you've gone, "Arr," I'll go, "Scooby."
No. So I had to dig through the heap and pull out a nice and juicy one. Take on me. Oh, what fun Paul will have with that sentence. I'm hunting high.
Cry wolf. Time to hurry now.
Sun always shines on TV.
Then I'm going to be a crimbo and enter Eurovision.
Yeah. Here it goes. I was on Facebook minding my own business when a few of my more radical friends linked me up to a video from the G20 protest in London.
Uh-oh.
Now I am no stranger to police violence, as I have a lot of punk rock friends with scary stories to tell. But this video shook me to the core. The video sent, you might have seen it, and we've already talked about it, shows a Metropolitan copper hitting a civilian in the back with his baton, causing the civilian to fall straight to the ground. The man, Ian Tomlinson, later died from his injuries. Now, there are always two sides of a case, and I know there were a lot of writers just out there picking fights, and I'm sure it's not easy being in the coppers. But here is the kicker. If you see the video, Ian Tomlinson is walking with his hands in his pockets. He's minding his own business, clearly trying to get out of the way of the police. I'm not normally this moved and angry by videos, but this just made me think that could have been me, my father, or anyone. Are the police really this quick to resort to violence? So
I think questions would have been asked exactly what Eric and his dad were doing at the G20 protest, though.
Look, hunting high and low.
Almost certainly.
So I nominate anonymous violent copper from London, England, for is a twat. Seriously, fuck police brutality. There you go.
I think that's absolutely fair enough.
Yeah, so...
I mean, I don't know what the judge thinks of it, but I think that's absolutely fair enough. So yeah.
The judge would agree.
All right.
Yeah. So, the anonymous violent copper from London, England...
is a twat.
Thank you very much for a nice serious twat, but they don't have to all be serious, but if you just have a
it's
twat.
Valid.
Yeah,
it's valid.
Totally is.
The first half of the show we're dedicating to the Metropolitan Police.
There you go.
Speaking of twats, we haven't heard from the emos in a while. Let's put that right now. This is called Pelt That Rabbit in Its Big White Face. So that is the Emos and Pelt That Rabbit in His Big White Face from their album Quicker Than Khan. We've played a few tracks off this now. It's actually, I mean, that one's only 58 seconds long. It's a bit hard to play the rest of them because they are very short. Mine's not. and they're from Bolton, aren't they? They're the pride of Bolton.
Yeah.
Reebok punks. Do make sure you check them out. The best way to do that is check out the MySpace page, which is, Tony?
MySpace.com/TheEmos.
Yeah, which is only one letter away from.
Don't know.
Thermos. Sorry, man, we'll have to have a point each there. So that's Tony 2, probably being the internet 2. Now then, Tone, have you had a chance to check out GoDaddy yet?
Sorry, no. Oh, again,
you're
sorry.
Starting to irritate me.
I know.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
Sells.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and...
Easy podcasting.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's...
PUNKY2.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And I'm sorry, I snorted.
Nice.
I'll be telling you a little bit about the lead singer of this next band in a second. But in the meantime, Tony, this is Rotchie and the Sarnos and Defrocked Priest. Rotchie and the Sarnos at Defrocked Priest from their brilliant second album that was a long time waiting for it, called The Golden Dawn. What I want to know is, what is Rotchie and the Sarnos' MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/Rotchie and the Sarnos.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 2. There's been some controversial scoring this week. I'll score with you controversially. I'm really pleased for Lord Herbert Sarongster III, the lead singer of Rochi and the Sarnos, who has not been very well, but is well again now. And he's left Edinburgh and he's moved back to London town and he's got his life sorted out. And the band, who had split up, are back together and they're doing a festival in Wolfsburg or somewhere soon. And I haven't ruled out still trying to book them for Dolly Remixture.
Cool.
Nor that later. Yeah, so I'm just very excited that he's all right. He's a really lovely bloke and they're a fantastic band. And this album is now available on eBay. So you might be able to get a bargain. So do go on there. I don't know how. I just type in Rochi and the Sarnos, The Golden Dawn into eBay and see what happens.
Cool. On eBay?
Yeah. Yeah, because he bought the CD out himself, so I suppose he's got a buy it now thing going on.
Oh, right, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's an excellent album, really. I can't stress this enough. It was, I think it's probably my favourite album of last year.
Blimey.
Really brilliant. Right, so, speaking of my favourite records, Tony.
Yeah.
And linking a few themes in the show, tying together a few threads, if you will. I did my first ever live DJ set last week at Thursday Fury at the Black Horse in Luton.
And how did it go? Was it cool?
Needless to say, what with people knowing that I was on, it wasn't very well attended. I watched Russ for a bit and said, do you mind if I sort of watch you and then you tell me what things to play and I'll play them, do it that way. And I did it that way, so I was learning hands-on. And then I did my set, and about three songs in, I thought, what the fuck was I worried about? You play a song, and then you play another one. That's it, right?
Yeah.
When I think about what I used to do on the radio station, I mean, it really even freaked you out doing all the buttons and talking at the same time, didn't it?
Yeah.
And all that against the radio show we did on Pantsfield 103, live DJing is a piece of piss. I absolutely fucking loved it. I didn't do the best set ever. Obviously, it was my first go, but I didn't really fuck up. Which I was really pleased about. I didn't get distracted. I think they'd said to people, don't go and talk to him until he's finished. Very much left to it. And I absolutely loved it. Really, really did. And can't wait to do it again. And Russ, if you're listening, and you are, I'll come and DJ for you anytime you like. I did send him a message saying that the first hour is fairly quiet and he kind of does the first hour and then he'll maybe have a guest in for the good bit. And I went, I'll do the first hour. I just loved it. I'll be there every month and let's make a thing of it. Let's say it's Thursday Fury with Paulie B. doing the rubbish at the start, show up at 9. But I fucking loved it, mate. It was the start of a promising weekend that fell apart but ended up alright.
Okay.
On the Friday night I did a gig in Swindon, right, in a theatre. I managed to get the train there and back. The gig itself was cool and it was another one when they had a curry before I went on. This time round, not augmented with the interesting side dish of a cheese sandwich though. As discussed, it was so anyway, I managed to get back from there. On the Saturday I had a gig in South East London in Forest Hill, a place called The Hob. Lovely people that run it, nice crowd, gig's fine, but it ran late. The compere was late and then the middle section overran. What this led to was I missed the last train from Forest Hill back to King's Cross. I got a lift to a tube station, got on the tube, that was delayed. Got to King's Cross, the last train had left 7 minutes before.
Okay.
It's now 1:45 a.m. I am stranded at King's Cross. I phone and text people I know, such as Tara Rez from The Jewel and John Codger. He's dreamy. Their phones are off. They're having fun somewhere. I think, idea. I think I can get a Thames link from West Hampstead to Luton, and then I can stay at Steve's pub.
Okay.
So I got a cab to West Hampstead where I had just missed the last train. It's now 1:15 a.m. And I thought, fuck it. The station opens at 5:30 the next morning. I'll just walk around London. So I walked to Camden from Hampstead, in itself a walk, right? Really quite a long walk, thinking there's a couple of pubs that stay open there late. I'll maybe get a late one. Got there just too late for the last one, about 2:50. And then thought, Big Red on Holloway Road stays open until 4. So I walked to Holloway Road from Camden, which is a fucking walk, let me tell you. Got there, it shut.
Right.
Just lost the will to live. Went to a cab office across the road from Big Red and said, how much to let you? And the bloke said, 55 quid. Now, on the way down, I'd got the train down, but I tried to go from the Highwayman's Lodge via Hitchin, but the signals were down at Hitchin, so I'd had to get a cab to Stevenage. So I'd bought the ticket, 14.50. Then I got the cab, 10 quid. With a lovely lady, we shared the cab. It was actually 18, but it was 9 each. Who she also had to get to a gig at the 100 Club. She said, do you want to share a cab? I went, yeah, fucking nice one. So sorry, that was 9 quid. So that was 23.50. And then it was 55 quid to get back, thus making it 78.50. My fee for the gig was £80.
No.
Which meant I made £1.50, except that I had 2 pints and a burger. I ended up 6 quid down.
Oh, God.
I was fucking devastated. It wasn't funny. Have you done anything of late at all?
No, never. No. We've been flat hunting this past week.
And have you caught any flats?
Not yet, but, you know, got a few lines out, you know. Hope for a few bites soon. That's what I've been doing, really, kind of like looking at around Nottingham and trying to see which areas at least like to get shot in. I think I found a couple.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's kind of what's going on. We've got, still, no, band-wise, no gigs till May. But I did try my new guitar amp, and it does rock.
Good.
And it is quite loud.
Because the punky listeners haven't heard a lot from Tony Towers of late, have they? No. I'll ask you, so what's going on? No, nothing. Leaving. Just having a quiet domestic life.
Yeah.
It's the German dominatrix. It's nothing, really. You know.
Well, I'm in the gimp suit in the closet. You know, George, what, 12, 13 hours a day, and then I've got to
not
sleep.
Not in the closet in the gimp suit, mate. Everyone knows. Let's face it, she only unzips you to make punky.
You've had one banana up the arse. You've had loads. So, you know, what do you do?
I really wasn't expecting that. The pressure. You're listening to the Planet Smashers. I'm going to play the next track, mate.
Okay.
Ultimate Power Duo again. Rad Rock Show.
All in the town, rock on sweaty. The dust cracked, Bruce Fox steady. You won't see me now. Trench club, subterranean battlefield. Bought his meaning for my sexual force shield. You won't believe it now. Sweating forehead, bow down, raise your hands to worship. I am the music kingdom, Rad Rock Show. Getting ready for the first game rush. Grab my shades and fix my blush. I'm not already. I'm pouting lips low. Practice moves to make your libido dance. Fill the bands for any circumstance. Freedom cooler, prep to go. Sexy faces, look up at your future. God rest, lick your lips and shout down Rad Rock Show. Bye bye. Keep it simple. Bye bye. Sing a little after the show. Keep the energy flow. My manager will tell you where to go. Backstage passes are not a uniform. I am the deadly rock and roll machine. Good for comfort and a toy-ass speed. You better keep up if you wanna fulfill my needs. You will want me, baby. Everybody thinks I'll win. Things demonstrate the Rad Rock Show. You will want me, baby. Everybody agrees I'll return someday. Rad Rock Show.
So that was Ultimate Power Duo and Rad Punk Radio.
Rad Rock Show, Tony.
Rad Rock Show. I have your show notes up on the screen and the name's wrong because it's Rad Radio. Sorry about that.
perfectly back announced there.
Yeah.
And why were you back announcing that track, then? By the way, thank you very much, Ultimate Power Duo, for sending us that stuff. I'm sorry that I haven't got a lot of information about you, so do just check out their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/Ultimate Power Duo.
It is, but technically you should have asked me that.
Oh, okay.
Because you back announced it. So I think I'll have the point there. So it's probably been three. Probably been Internet 3, Tony 3. And why were you back announcing that time?
That's because I've got an international gig guide to talk about.
Is it Tony's international Russ guide?
No, it's not. It's not from Russ.
Wow. Is it Tony's international gig guide?
It is.
Brilliant.
Okay, so it's a few weeks away yet, but hey, it came through this week, so I'll read it out. This is from Steve Blackman. Sunday the 10th of May, a benefit gig for St. Augustine's Support Centre, featuring an eclectic mix of folk, punk, cabaret and poetry at the Square Chapel in Halifax, opposite the train station. Featuring Eastfield, Paul Carter, Tracy Curtis, Low Life UK, Bleeding Hearts, James Barr Bowen, State of Error, The Electric Brains, Kane White, Skank, Wunderlich Review and Bubble Man. Tickets are £10 or £8 in advance from the Square Chapel box office. You can call
quite a lineup.
Yeah, you call them on 01422 349422. And doors open at 2:30, first band at 3, and curfew 10:30. Does that mean it's finished at 10:30?
Yeah. Hey, that's what the time that the Chinaman went to the dentist.
What, 2:30?
Till 30. After that, for ages. That was a really formless laugh.
Plus hot, cold, veggie, vegan meat. Hot/cold.
I like the sound of hot, cold, veggie, vegan meat.
No. Hot/cold, veggie/vegan/meat. That's just everything, isn't it?
Hot, cold, vegan meat.
Supplied by Cafe Wednesday, plus Phoenix FM DJs. So that sounds good.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds right, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, Sunday 10th of May.
If you're in the Halifax area, do go along.
There you go. And if I remember, I'll remind people close to the time. Maybe a couple of weeks.
Speaking of gigs on Sundays.
Yes.
Sunday this week, I had the pleasure to go to Billericay. I've lived the dream this week. I really have. And, it's quite a nice place, really. And I got there on the train. I went to Highman's Lodge to King's Cross. King's Cross, Liverpool Street. Liverpool Street, Billericay. Then a walk to the gig to the Ivory Rooms, where there was a brand new gig of which I was the first act on the first night. Absolutely mental. The compere was a lady called Sharon Andrews, and she opened the set by singing All Night Long by Lionel Richie, and all the audience joined in. Then she got the audience to be Viking oarsmen, and then after that she got them to pretend they were swimming away from sharks. Just when it couldn't get any weirder, she put on a tartan hat and ginger wig and started singing There's a Goose, a Loose, a Boot This Hoose on the stage, because the gig's called the Loose Goose Comedy Club. And then he said, anyway, here's Paul B. Edwards.
Nice.
So I went on, I had a fucking wicked gig. It was fantastic. Really, really good fun. Walked at a steady pace back to the station immediately to catch the 9:45, which for some inexplicable reason left at 9:43. So I watched the train depart as I walked. I went up. Here we go again. But then I got back. There was a train that wasn't advertised on the Sunday scheduling, the 10:04, which didn't fuck about, and it got me back to Liverpool Street haste post haste. And interestingly, for the first half of the journey, all the carriages were in pitch black. And I wish I'd been with you then, Tony.
Aww.
So we could have done some snuggling.
Bring your banana.
It meant that I got the classic 11:15 from King's Cross. First stop, Highwayman's Lodge.
Nice.
Absolutely brilliant train. There's one at 10:15 as well, which I found out on the Monday, because on the Monday I did... I had a meeting, had a production meeting for a student TV show that's happening next week that I'm hosting. I'm going to be hosting a panel game. I'll tell you all about it when it's done. But anyway, we did that in the afternoon. Then I did a gig in Kingston where I was on with Lee Mack and Russell Howard.
Oh, nice one.
Quite odd. And I was on first. I didn't stop to see them because I was away at 5 to 9, which meant I was back at King's Cross in time for the 10:15 first stop, Highlands Lodge. I had a production meeting for a TV show. I did a gig in Southwest London, and I was in my flat before 11 o'clock at night. That, my friend, is a good day.
That does sound good.
A great day is this Sunday, of course, when it's a Dolly Remixture. How exciting. It features Lord Bishop Rocks, the Lord, the King of Sex Rock, is coming to Hitchin. He'll be there at Remix Nightclub on Sunday. Doors open 6:30. It also features the fabulous, fabulous double act, the Glamouramas, who also do burlesque in their own right. We also have two female stand-up comics in the shape of Harriet Bowden and Nat Lertzema, who I was on with in Bradford-on-Avon not so long ago. She's brilliant. We've also got a very, very talented female magician called Karina Fenton. Fuck it, I might even wear a dress.
Nice.
This is a very girl-centric bill. Lezzers, if you are listening, the place to be on Sunday. You're actually the only women who'll be safe in there as it goes, because the Lord's on last. Jesus. Yeah, do make sure you get down. Tickets are priced £10 or £8 in advance from the Victoria Pub Kitchen, Doobie Hairdressing Salon, Icons Bar, and Helen Rochford Shop, all in Hitchin. Or if you'd like a ticket, you can email or Facebook or MySpace me, and I will sort you out, and then I'll give you a ticket. All right, it's going to be fucking great. And guess who else is going to be there, Tony?
Me!
Yeah, you! That's right.
I'm going. Can't wait. Yeah.
It's a rare opportunity to see 100% of Punky Radio in the same building.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I take it you are looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And you even splashed out in a hotel.
Go and get me. Two minutes walk from the club, apparently.
I'll splash out in your hotel, Tony.
Well, that's the plan.
You're staying at mine, are you? Yes, it's going to be fucking brilliant. If you can make it down, do. That's about it, I think, Tony. Should we play the last song?
Yeah, let's go for it.
It's time for the return of the Rockets from their brilliant new album, We Are the Rockets. Listen, there's loads and loads of good songs on here. This one I'm going to tell you is track 6. It's called Razor Blades, but as you hear the song, you'll realise that it's not just Razor Blades. They're just a part of the very catchy chorus. It's brilliant. I love this. I've been listening to it all afternoon. And now it's 3-3 at the moment, Tony. What I want to know is, what is the bloke who sent me the Rockets albums, Brett, what's his MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Brett Tallman PR.
No, MySpace.com/Tallman PR.
Oh.
Controversially, poorly being the internet 4, Tony 3, and this is Razor Blades.
She's my down by a canyon.
So that was the Rockets and Razor Blades there. Make sure that you check out all the bands on this week's show. The Rockets, Samurai Dynamites, the Emos, Rochin the Sinos and Ultimate Power Duo. They should all be in our MySpace top friends. One or two of them might not be because they haven't added us yet, but you'll be able to find them. We've given you the MySpace pages. Do check out their music. If you like it, buy it. That's why we do this show, to keep great bands in business and get you listening to them. We are, Tony, uniting fans and bands across
the land.
Exactly. Also, it would be nice to get an email from you again. Yeah. I'd like some Poetry Corner, I'd like some Comedy Suburbs, I'd like some more Judgmental, I'd like some Words of the Week. I'm so demanding. Any additional material, anything funny, anything interesting that you want to send me, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. What should they be sending to you, Tony?
Well, firstly, mostly, I'm interested in twat. One Trick Pony, I like twat and I need it. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Alternatively, if you have a gig to promote, could be your gig, could be a gig you know in your area, or just a band you've seen, I think, yeah, that looks a good gig, I'll tell people about it. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, giving me the full details.
And what's really important about iTunes?
It's great for Apple. It's great for us. Please review us on iTunes. If you go to punkyradio.com, on the left is an iTunes link which will take you to our music store page where you can review us. Please do. 5 stars only, and we'll read out your reviews. I do the UK, Paul do the US, and it helps move up the featured rankings. And you can subscribe to us there if you aren't already, and you'll get the new show every week, automatic, by Apple magic.
And you lied. I do the UK, you do the US.
Ah, oh, schoolboy.
This week, I'm in Jester's in Bristol, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday is Dolly Remixture. I hope to see you at one of those gigs.
I'll be there, and Sunday I'll be Dolly Remixture.
And it's going to be fantastic. Do try and get down. It's the best thing I've ever put on. I absolutely love it. And also, hello to Rakes Radio, Wicked Radio and Hussy Skunk listeners. We've never heard from you. Get in touch.
Yes, do.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo.
But you can't hear.
And if you don't get in touch, I'm going to bend you over a desk.
Scary.